Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the new Netflix film, Spaceman. This movie was directed by Johan Rennick, and it stars Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan. This movie basically centers around Adam Sandler as an astronaut who goes into a deep space mission to where he'll be gone for, I think he's supposed to be gone for 12 months. And during his mission in space, he encounters a creature from another world in the form of a big-ass fucking spider. And this spider communicates with him and kind of helps him put his life together, because for some reason or another, this movie just gave Adam Sandler's character a big-ass form of depression, and he has no idea how to deal with it, other than secluding himself from the rest of the world. And this spider, who is voiced by Paul Dano, is going to help him. I remember when I saw the trailer for this film, I thought, wow. Adam Sandler is going to go into the realm of horror, because this looked like a scary movie. Like, you know, him being trapped in space with this big-ass spider, and you know, I was like, wow, this is a big stretch for Adam Sandler. But then when you watch the movie and you know, you're thinking to yourself, man, this is vastly different than what I was expecting, because, you know, you're expecting this, you know, this chilling tale about of a man trapped in a spaceship in space with a big spider inside the spaceship. When in reality, it's about a man running away from his problems and running away from his feelings, and this spider is trying to help him reconnect with the one that he loves and everything like that. It got dark from a dramatic point of view really, really quickly, because you saw what this guy was going through, what this guy, you know, is dealing with and everything like that, and the spider is trying to understand him and trying to help him the best way that he can, you know. And there's a little bit of a backstory for the spider as well and everything like that. But this movie, man, I don't want to say it was a bad movie by any means, but this movie took a left turn, and it took the left turn and it stayed on that left course throughout the entire movie. And I commend that movie. I commend them for that, because, you know, a lot of times a plot like this or this type of story arc, you know, it can go one of 2 million different ways. And my only complaint with the film is that the overall story of this film is a bit formulaic. It's a bit bland. You know, visually, this is a great film. Adam Sandler gives another great performance, and I'm starting to think that a lot of Adam Sandler's films that come out strictly just for Netflix, are some of his best. Like, if you've seen movies like Hustle and Uncut Gems, and even the first murder mystery, not the second one, but, you know, some of those are really good. Like, he's giving performances that you would not see from a big blockbuster studio film and everything like that. Even a movie like Sandy Wexler was actually pretty good. A lot of people didn't, you know, really watch that, but I think Adam Sandler was probably the first and probably the only star who's having a majority of his films being produced strictly by Netflix. And but yeah, man, his ability to branch out into other genres has always been uncanny. The fact that he can go to those dramatic places and things like that, the fact that he can wander off and do certain things like this in a way that is both compelling and both enlightening. You know, I don't think he's made a movie, I don't think he's had a performance that has topped Uncut Gems. And I really do think he got robbed for an Oscar nomination for that film. But Hustle was really good. And this film, his performance in this film is what kind of keeps you going throughout the whole thing. It's his interaction with the spider that kind of keeps the movie going and going and going. Once it got away from that and it gets away from, you know, it deals with the stuff that's going back on Earth with his wife and, you know, a couple of other things that are going on, it really kind of kills the mood a little bit. Like, when it's just him dealing with a spider, like when you first meet him, and then when you first and you first kind of get the understanding of why the spider's there, it really kind of goes from there. Like, we've seen movies like this before. Like, if you've ever seen the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix, you know, he's talking to the voice simulation that is voiced by Scarlett Johansson. It's kind of something like that. Like, this inanimate object, well, the spider's not inanimate, but this other being, so to speak, is helping our main character get through the trouble in their life, you know, and things like that. It's not, I thought it was going to be something like a movie like 2001 A Space Odyssey, where, you know, something on board, you know, gets a hold and it kind of takes them away here or another, or even a movie like Life. You know, they find, have you ever seen the movie Life with Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds? They find an alien species on another planet and it starts to get hostile with the astronaut crew and things like that. But I don't know, something about this film just, it wasn't a bad film by any means, but it wasn't a good film, if that makes sense. Like, the look and feel of this film is great. Adam Sandler's performance is great. You know, his interactions with this spider is pretty good and everything like that. Like, it's you get the understanding of their relationship as it forms. And then it's very, it goes from being a little bit, not, I don't want to say hostile, but it goes from being very, very alarming, because you're obviously talking to this big spider. And then it goes to very therapeutic in a lot of ways. And then it goes to very tragic when they have to go their separate ways, you know, because obviously you can't bring a talking spider back to Earth and everything like that. So in that aspect, like, Adam Sandler dealing with his problems with the help of this other being, this sentient being that he's been interacting with for the time that he's been in space, is pretty good and everything like that. It has somewhat of a happy ending, but it also has, like, a little bit of an ambiguous ending if you think about it. But overall, this was a good movie. Like, it wasn't better than the last few movies that Adam Sandler did on Netflix, but it was pretty good. His performance is top-notch, as always, you know, and everything like that. So there's really nothing, if you go into this film under the right mindset, you'll be entertained by it. You'll see the characteristics of films that we've seen before like this. Like, you have a guy not necessarily wanting to deal with his problems and everything like that, and because of how he was raised and because of his backstory, you know, he doesn't know how to really deal with himself. Like, he's basically trying to fix himself, but in he's trying his hardest to fix himself. However, he realizes him fixing himself is not necessarily the problem, because the problem is he's, you know, not being the man that he needs to be. He wants to be, he's in love with a girl, wants to be there for her, but for some reason, you know, the insecurity kicks in that, you know, she may be too good for him in a lot of ways. And, you know, there's a lot of those moments in that movie. And I think the movie tries really hard to kind of deal with that type of emotion, but because it's in outer space and because the spider kind of comes out of nowhere and tries to help him deal with it, it throws it for a loop in aspects. So when you get those little therapy sessions between Adam Sandler and the spider, that's when the movie starts to pick up really, really well and everything like that. But then when they deal with his background and they deal with his insecurities and they deal with the relationship with his wife and everything like that, like in flashbacks and everything like that, it really kind of, it doesn't bring the movie to a halt, but the movie starts to feel a little bit, the value goes down a little bit, in my opinion. Like, there's a dip in quality, if that makes sense, and everything like that. So that's really the only complaint I have with this film. Other than that, it's pretty good. You know, it wasn't anything what I was expecting, but it was okay. So if you happen to see this movie on Netflix, it's called Spaceman. It stars Adam Sandler. Really, he's, to be honest, he's the only really character that you're with throughout the entire film, him and the spider. But other than that, you know, there's really not a whole lot of people to connect to. But then again, it's not that type of movie. So, you know, if you happen to see upon Netflix and you're a fan of Adam Sandler's, like, more serious roles and more dramatic roles, then if you're looking for Adam Sandler as an actor, then I think you should give this movie a watch. I think it's definitely worth I think the movie was only like maybe an hour 45. It barely made the 2-hour mark, and everything like that. So there's no there's no points where it drags or anything like that, and the movie kind of it has a fluidity to it that is really entertaining all the way through. Like, yes, there's a little bit of a dip, like I mentioned earlier, but then again, it's like a roller coaster of emotions. There's going to be the highs and there's going to be the lows, you know, and unfortunately there's more lows than there are highs. The highs are really great though, but the lows, there's more lows and everything like that. So yeah, definitely check it out. It's on Netflix right now. I think it dropped on Netflix on the 1st, I believe. So yeah, like I said, if you're a fan of Adam Sandler's more serious roles, this will be one to check out. That's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcasts from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, The Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about the movie Spaceman. Did you like it? Did you not like it? What did you think about it? Where do you rank this as far as Adam Sandler's more serious roles? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, The Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. I have finished a lot. I've caught up on a lot more movies that have dropped on streaming services and things like that, and I'm trying to catch up as best that I can. And hopefully this week, as we get ready for the release of certain movies and everything like that. I know Dune just came out. I haven't got a chance to see that yet, but I'm definitely going to go see that. Obviously, the kids want to go see Kung Fu Panda this weekend, so you know we're gonna chip in a little things here and there as we get ready for the weekend coming up. And then I don't know about y'all, but my kids are going to be on spring break, and there's a lot of movies and other shows that I do want to catch up on as the month of March begins. Of course, we got March Madness, St. Patrick's Day, a lot of things going on in the month of March. So be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.